This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the week ending Wednesday, November 16th. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. The waxing gibbous moon is close to brilliant planet Jupiter on Wednesday night, November 9th. The moon is full on the following evening and is visible all night long. Moonrise will happen about an hour later each following night. By Tuesday, November 15th, it will rise at 9:04 p.m., allowing about 2.5 hours of moon-free observing after twilight ends. Venus is bright and very low above the west-southwest horizon during evening twilight. Look between 5:30 and 6 o'clock p.m. to see the innermost planet, Mercury, about 2 degrees to the lower left of Venus. Binoculars will help you to spot it. As the moon gradually leaves the evening sky, conditions will improve for spotting comet GEROD, C2009 P1. The comet is nearly stationary in southeast Hercules. This region is 30 degrees high in the west when darkness falls. Through binoculars, comet GEROD appears as a fuzzy star of between magnitudes 6 and 7 from wilderness areas free from light pollution. A telescope will reveal the comet's short tail. Comet finder charts and other observing aids are linked to the text versions of the Sky Report. The orange-hued planet Mars is now the brightest object in Leo the Lion, high in the southeast when dawn starts. On Thursday morning, November 10th, Mars will be in conjunction with and 1.6 degrees north of Leo's brightest star, Regulus. China's new test space station, consisting of Tiangong 1 and Shenzhou 8, will make a pass high over Los Angeles on Monday evening, November 14th. The currently unmanned station will cross the sky from southwest to east-northeast between 5:27 and 5:32 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and will appear 76 degrees high in the south-southeast at 5:30. Keep an eye out for a double satellite as Shenzhou 8 is expected to automatically undock from, fly around, and redock with Tiangong 1. Satellite visibility for places other than Los Angeles is available at www.heavens-above.com. Free public viewing of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night is available in clear weather 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday, through Griffith Observatory's telescopes before 9:45 p.m. Check our website for our schedule. The next public star party for the Los Angeles Astronomical Society and the Sidewalk Astronomers is scheduled for Saturday, December 3rd. The Sky Report is updated every Wednesday. It can be read and now heard on our website by following the Sky Information links. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.